Welcome. This service is provided by FreeConferenceCall.com.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound sign. You entered 230170. If this is correct, press 1. There are 4 participants in this conference. Please announce yourself.
To the call, could you announce your name and where you're from?
Electric John, McKinney, Texas.
Welcome to the call, John. Hey, if I could put y'all's phone on mute, everybody but Jordan. Jordan is on the phone call. We'll give him about 5 minutes, Jordan, if you don't mind. And
yeah,
get a few more folks get on.
I'm here when you're ready.
I appreciate it. Jordan, I'm gonna just let you know you got a little bit of celebrity status on here because your picture's been floating around with you in your shorts and everything at the lake yesterday. I just want you to be aware of that. So people do know what you look like. And they do know that you were at the lake yesterday. And
I'll tell you a funny story about that when we get rolling.
Okay, you'll have to do that. Because that picture is floating around. Watch out! It may hit the internet right here pretty soon.
I can't help it, man. They photobombed me. They
anyway. I'm
just walking out of a meeting here. So go ahead and take your time, and we'll get rocking.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. We'll give them a few more minutes here. We've got a good little thing going there in Waco, and we've got a caller from Victor. Hey, welcome to the call. Could you announce your name and where you're from?
Hi, my name's Chase Gibbs. I'm from Waco, Texas.
Thank you, Chase. Welcome to the call. Could you put your phone on mute?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, we do have Jordan on the line, and we'll give everybody a few more minutes to get on the phone call. Jordan, I'll tell you a bit about my background. I'm a restaurant owner here in Dallas, so I told him most of the people that are on this phone call have met me, but I have a Thai restaurant here in Dallas. So the next time you're in Dallas, and hopefully you're here this weekend, but anytime you're down in this area, please stop by my restaurant and have dinner on me.
That'd be great.
Hey, we've been here 26 years, and I love the restaurant business, but that's a job. I love doing ambit.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Did y'all have a meeting tonight, Jordan? Hey, welcome to the call. Welcome to the call. Could you announce your name and where you're from?
Aaron Westerman, Waco, Texas.
Hey, welcome to the call, Aaron. This is Steve. We do have Jordan on the line. We have quite a few other guests on the line, too. So if you would put your phone on mute, we'd appreciate it. We'll open it up at the end, and you can ask some questions.
Texas.
Okay. Did you say Betty?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Betty from Texarkana?
Yes.
Welcome to the call. Jordan is on the line, and if you put your phone on mute, we'd appreciate it, and we can ask questions at the end.
All right.
Jordan, I'm just going to give him a couple more minutes.
Take your time, bud. We'll make sure everybody
thank
gets
you
on for sure.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to have you. Cause I tell you what, they've already seen the YouTube videos, which are on the internet, and I think a handful of them have seen you here in some trainings, and so they recognize your face, and some of them know your story, but we want to give you an opportunity to tell that, and we appreciate you being on this phone call with us.
Keep it, brother. No problem, man. That's what we do.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the call. Could you announce your name and where you're from?
Yeah.
Welcome to the call. Could you announce your name and where you're from?
Jennifer Vaughn from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Jennifer. Good to see you.
Thank you.
How was that food tonight?
The food was excellent.
Oh, I'm glad. Hey, happy customers. Hey, if you put your phone on mute, we'd appreciate it. We're going to give you a chance to ask any questions at the end. We do have Jordan on the phone call. I believe somebody else chimed in earlier. Could you announce your name?
Wanda from Denton.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is Charlie Kent.
Hey, Charlie, welcome to the call.
Eugenia,
welcome to the call. We do have, welcome to the call. If you'd like to put your phone on mute, we'd appreciate it. We're going to give about one more minute, then we're going to start this, because we have an exciting show right here, conference call. Jordan, where are you at right now at this moment?
I'm in Round Rock at the moment.
Round Rock, okay.
Yeah,
building a massive team out there. I know you are.
It's all over, man, all over. It's crazy what this business will allow you to do, but right this right out minute, here I am. So let's do it.
We're glad to have you in the house, brother. We're glad to have you in the house. Thank you.
You bet, brother. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we thank you very much. And again, this is Steve Jones, Senior Consultant here in Plano, Texas, /Dallas. I'm sitting at my restaurant. I'm in my back office right now. We are still open, but I'm excited to have Executive Consultant Jordan Buckingham on the line. He is building a tremendous business, and I believe I'm correct by saying this. You're from San Angelo, but now you've relocated to Austin. I believe
exactly.
You started this business about 8 years ago, but with no further ado, I'm going to allow this gentleman to share his story. And if everybody would put their phone on mute, I'd appreciate it. And at the end, we'll open it back up. If they have a few questions, we'll allow that. But I'll ask you a few questions. Let you tell your story, though, and we'll get rolling. We're not going to hold you long. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Hey, no problem at all, brother. I'm super pumped about the phone call, man. I'm super pumped about being on the line. And, you know, it's interesting. I heard a bunch of young people signing in as it started. And I'm just glad that they're on the line with us tonight because – it really is incredible to find out about this business at a young age. It really is incredible to find out about it at any age because of what it has the ability to do and produce for you. But ultimately, if you find out about it young and you actually execute properly, the lifestyle that Ambit Energy can give you is just absolutely unreal. And that's really what I want to talk about in my story tonight a little bit. So, Steve, first of all, man, I know you're building a great team. Congratulations on your senior promotion, man. And I know having a restaurant is not an easy thing to do, so you making that promotion while you're running that restaurant is really fabulous, man. I'm proud of you for hosting this call and getting it done. So first off, thank you for being here. So I guess he's muted his phone. So we are going to get started. And basically, guys, I'm super pumped about Ambit. I found out about it whenever I was in college at the University of Texas in Austin. I was getting a petroleum engineering degree at the time, and basically what happened was my dad called me up and said, son, I found something that's going to make us a lot of money. And from somebody that made a lot of money in his life, I listened. So I got started in my Ambit business. It wasn't super fast for me in the beginning. You know, getting a petroleum engineering degree at UT, it's kind of like being held down and punched in the face for 4 years. But ultimately, I did finish up at University of Texas with my petroleum engineering degree. But along the way, I did promote to the regional consultant position and the senior consultant position, like Steve, while I was still in college at the University of Texas at Austin. Graduated with my petroleum engineering degree in May of 2011, but also with about $75,000 in student debt whenever I graduated. So ultimately, I decided I didn't want to live with that debt money. So I got really aggressive with my engineering money paying off that loan, and it was over $3,000 a month that I was paying towards it. So basically, I ended up in a situation where I seriously needed to make extra money or I was going to have to move back in with my dad. And really, that just wasn't an option. So that's when I got really busy with my Ambit Energy business. I was able to buy my first home, beautiful $200,000 house in San Angelo, and the first mortgage I ever paid in my life and all the expenses associated with my new home, I paid with the part-time money that I made in Ambit Energy that month. Fast forward 24 months, I was able to annihilate that $75,000 in student debt that I had, which left me in a situation now with over $3,000 a month less coming out of my budget every month. I started looking at my Ambit income, and I started looking at my total bills, and I said, man, if I built this a little harder, could I be free? So at the time, I'm working a 60-hour-a-week petroleum engineering job, sometimes 70, 80, 100 hours a week, just depending on the week, and it was really difficult because it was very volatile. They could send me to a drilling location all over the place, you know, really anywhere they wanted to send me. They could pull me away from my dinner table. They could pull me away from my family. They could pull me away from anything I was doing because I had a job and I had those golden handcuffs, you know, having to pay my bills. But I was able to build my ambit business 5 or 10 hours a week consistently and persistently over the course of time. And I got serious about building my business part-time, ultimately hit the executive consultant position, guys. And what started to happen for me was my weekly paychecks with Ambit were exceeding the mortgage on my $200,000 house. I looked up one day and I had more money coming in from Ambit Energy than I had going out with my bills. Realized I was financially free. So this year on January 19th, I got to sign my resignation letter to my petroleum engineering career. And guys, that was one of the most liberating days of my life because I got to walk into an office and say, hey, have you guys got a minute? And my bosses looked up at me and said, yes, I do. What do you need? And I said, you know, I got to talk to you for a second. I've decided to retire and leave this company and resign from my petroleum engineering position. And they looked at me with huge eyes, just like, what just happened, right? So out of their mouth was basically, why? You know, why? And I remember the words that came out of my mouth. I didn't even anticipate them coming out like this, but the way they came out, Steve, was just epic. It was unreal. So I said, you guys have rules in place that I'm not going to be able to abide by and live my life the way that I choose to live it. So it's you that's got to go. And it was just like, boom, you know what I mean? Like at 27 years old, 28 years old, being able to lay down a hammer like that and just take control of my financial destiny, take control of my life. It was just totally unreal. And whenever I talk to HR, what's really crazy about this part of the story, you guys are a little smaller group, so I'm giving you some inside information that most people don't know. When I walked away, before I went and signed my resignation letter, I first called HR and said, if I walk right now, what's happening? They said, first off, we're never going to send you another dime. We're not going to send you any money. Second off, we're going to pull all your vacation and all that stuff, so you're not going to make any of that money. Third, you've got a $10,000 signing bonus that we gave you a long time ago. Yeah, you've got to give that back. And finally, you've got a $100,000 retention bonus on the table. As long as you stay for 4 years every year, they're going to give you $25,000 a year in August just to stay. So basically, we're not going to pay you again. We're going to take your vacation. You've got to give us back $10,000 in 90 days. And you're walking away from a $100,000 retention bonus in addition to all your salary, your pickup truck, your iPhone 5, all that fancy stuff, your fancy card and everything for your dinners and everything that we've given you. You're walking away from all that. Are you sure you want to leave? And I remember whenever she said all that, I was just like, dang, is that all? And I said, awesome.
Unbelievable.
I appreciate you letting me know. And I walked away, and that – it was after that phone call, knowing all of that, knowing all that was coming with me walking, that I went in and I said those words to that individual. And he asked me one more question. He said, how? I remember the two words that came out of his mouth. He could barely talk. I mean, because he's looking at a 28-year-old that's retired, you know. And he said, the second word out of his mouth was how. And I said, well, if it makes you feel better, I'm not leaving you to go get another job. As a matter of fact, I'm never going to have another job again in my life. I'm completely retiring from the engineering profession. I found something very part-time that now pays me more money on a part-time basis than it cost me to pay my bills. And I'm financially free in addition to this job, so I'm walking away and I'm not going to get another job. That's when oil was still $80, $90 a barrel. And 2 months later, the bottom fell out. All my buddies were getting laid off by the thousands now, and I got to walk away of my own accord when oil was still pretty hot. So, guys, now I'm so grateful and I'm so pumped that I found out about Ambit, and I worked it consistently and persistently all the way to the executive position. But you have to know, I made it all the way to the executive and was making weekly paychecks and was more than my mortgage before I resigned, and I did that in 5 or 10 hours a week. So I don't want anybody on the call to go and, you know, flip the bird to your boss or anything. You know what I'm saying? I want you to know that I did that and became free while I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, working in to 5 or 10 hours a week. And you can do the same thing. But now I'm so grateful that I did, because now, guys, my weekly checks pay my monthly bills with Ambit Energy, and I'm just so pumped about life. And I'll tell you in a second kind of what my travel has looked like this year, because that's what a lot of people say whenever they get involved in AMB. They want to be financially free. They want to be able to travel, right? So yes. I'll tell you about the travel, but I want to tell you one thing that's interesting. So this was kind of an epiphany that hit me this year. It was in September. So I told you sometimes my weekly checks pay my monthly bills, right? So it was September, and I got a weekly check. And I looked at it, and I said, wow, that takes care of October. Cool. And then the next weekly check that I got, I looked at it. I said, wow, that takes care of November. How cool. And then right after that, my residual hit. I think it was the same week. And I looked at that residual check, and I said, wow, that takes care of December. How cool. And in 3 weeks, I took care of the remaining 3 months of the year financially. And I'm just looking at myself in the mirror at 28, just thinking, am I awake? Like, is this, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this really happening? Because if this is really happening, then I am the luckiest man on the planet that I found this. And honestly, I really am, Steve. So, you know, I want to tell you just briefly about travel. Do we have time to do that and kind of tell you what my
Yes, we do. We have all the time you need. Jordan, go right ahead, please.
Cool, man. Well,
please.
Well, you know, we got some of the young people on the line, so I really want to tell you. You know, a lot of people get involved, and they want to know, they want to travel, they want to see the world, they want to be able to do cool things, right? They're tired of the same old, and they want to bust out of the norm, but they don't know how to do it. Well, what I realized about my ambit income that's pretty amazing is that mainly two things are a result of are what generate my lifestyle. Number one, my income is not dependent on my physical location. It doesn't matter where my physical body is in the world. I'm able to collect paychecks from Ambit Energy on a weekly basis and on a monthly basis. And secondly, not only is it not limited to my physical location, but it's not limited to the amount of time that I spend doing something. I used to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week on a petroleum engineering career that paid me a salary. The more I worked, I did not get paid more. You know what I'm saying? And if I stopped working, they would never pay me again. As a matter of fact, you heard my story. And not only did they not ever pay me again, but they took all my benefits and had me pay them a bunch of money back, which is no problem when you've got an ambient energy business. So ultimately, now my income isn't dependent on my physical location or the time I spend doing something. So my life's pretty incredible. So I'll tell you about my life basically since March. In March, I started this little journey that I'm about to tell you about, but I went to the Bahamas. I went to Cozumel. Before I left for Cozumel, this will crack you up, Steve. I had a guy in my executive coach that I had signed, and I told him before I left, I was just about to get on the plane to take off, and I called him and I said, hey, buddy, I'm about to leave for the Bahamas, but if I come back next week and my weekly check has a comma in it because of your production alone, I'm going to take you to Aspen when I get back and go snowboarding. Because I knew that was his why. That's what he
cool.
wanted. He wanted to be able to do that, right? So but he was kind of new in the business. So I didn't think he was going to do it. You know what I mean? Honestly, I didn't know what he was going to do. But I was just like, I'm going to call and rile him up before I leave. And I hung up the phone, and that was the last time I talked to him. And so I get off the plane coming back from the Bahamas and Cozumel, and the first thing I checked was my power zone, and my check was $1,150 from his production. And so the first call I made was to him, and I said, I guess we're going to Aspen, aren't we, buddy? He said, you're damn right we are. When are we? So I got back on Thursday, and I took him to Aspen on Tuesday. We left Monday, actually, the following week. Got to Aspen on Tuesday. And
what a life.
Aspen. I know, isn't it crazy? So I came back from Aspen. I was in Texas again. I went over to Dallas. Flew into Fort Myers Beach, Florida, which is West Florida. Went over to Miami, which is kind of the eastern Atlantic coast. And then I came back. I went through Destin, and I hung out with a buddy, actually a consultant of mine, coming back through Destin. Came back to New Orleans on my way to Texas. From Texas, I went to Illinois for a minute, and I came back to Texas. Then I went to San Diego, L.A., Vegas. And I came back to Texas, hung out in Texas for a minute, and then I went to New York, Massachusetts on the Cape and Falmouth, came back to to Philadelphia. Went back to New York because I liked it. New York City was so fun. And then I came back to Texas. And then I left again, and I went to Vegas. I went to the Grand Canyon. I went to L.A. I went to San Diego. I came back to Texas. And now I'm going to New York again. And I'm going to New York next week, which is going to be crazy. I'm going to come up through Ohio, do a little recruiting on my way. Going to go see Niagara Falls, hit Albany for the power trip, and then cruise back down to New York City, I'm pretty sure, and then come back to Texas. But, you know, if you look at that little stint, I've done more traveling and experiencing life in 5 months than most people get to experience in 5 years or 50 years. You know what I mean? Most people don't get out of the house that much. So I'm just so grateful to be where I am. I'm so grateful for Ambit Energy. And honestly, anybody on the line can do the exact same thing. You just have to be consistent and persistent and move forward. So, Steve, I'm here for you, man. That's basically my story. And any questions or comments?
Well, we appreciate that story. Wow, what a story. And what? Hey, do you need anybody to plan your trips out for you? Or
Dude,
you need help doing that?
I'm telling you, buddy. I'm about to hire
somebody. Hey, I think I can make a living just planning your trips. Hey,
I'm telling you, bro. It's out of control.
What a story. What a phenomenal. I mean, that's everybody's got stories, but, hey, that is one of the greatest ones I've heard. I mean, and it's your story. And,
thank you, yeah.
And that's what you've done. And we want everybody on this phone call to have their story. And we appreciate, you know, you giving us your insight on that. And that's we love it. We love our extended team, and it means so much for you to be on this phone call. I'll ask you a few questions to try to help a few of the newer people that we have on the line and sure. See if you can answer these out in the best to your knowledge. You know, what would you say to some of the younger folks, you know, like when you started, that don't have that much credibility, when they're trying to prospect a professional or people that are more creditable, what would you suggest to them to do?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, when they're younger and they're just out of college, they don't have that much credibility. So what is your suggestion to them to do?
Yeah, it's a great question, man. I actually moved to Texas from Tennessee. And whenever I found out about Ambit, I was serving tables at Joe's Crab Shack. I was totally broke. I was a college student. I had moved here from Tennessee, which is a non-deregulated territory, non-deregulated state. So I had no sphere of influence in Texas at all. I didn't know any people. And on top of that, I had no sphere of influence with anybody in my life, really, just being a broke college student. So the cards were definitely stacked against me, and at the time, it was $429 to become a consultant, so I had to figure out how to come up with that, too, and that was not easy for me at the time. But ultimately, I did. I had to borrow the money to get involved, but what I found was exactly what you said. You know, when you're a 20-something-year-old kid running around trying to tell somebody that the greatest redistribution of wealth that's ever going to happen in American history is happening right now in the deregulation of the energy market, but you're wearing a server's smock, you know what I'm saying? I'm wearing a Joe's.
I understand.
T-shirt that's covered in butter, and I've got an apron on that's got pins and a notepad in it, you know. That delivery system is not a good delivery system, because if I'm talking about the greatest redistribution of wealth that's ever going to happen in American history, why am I serving tables? You know what I'm saying? If I'm so knowledgeable on the subject, then what's going on? So what I found out was, Ambit had tools in place and a system in place that if I was willing to put my ego aside and just talk to somebody with credibility and say, hey, I'm working on a part-time project to put myself through school, and I'm super pumped about it, but, you know, you've been so successful in business and you really rocked and rolled, and I would just love to be able to get your feedback on it and introduce you to one of my business partners once you've seen the information. Would you do me a huge favor and just take a look at this and have a quick chat with my business partner about it? It would really mean a lot to me, right? And in most part, their ego was getting stroked. You know, it's like, wow, look at you. You know what I mean? Like, you're the man. And I would just set them up for the system that I was about to put them through. And they would go watch the 15-minute video. They'd go watch whatever video presentation I was using. And then I would have somebody that was making money, like Steve Thompson or Glenda Farmer or my father, Dennis Buckingham, or someone else lined up to do the three-way call. So I realized I had to get myself out of the way of the information. I couldn't be the delivery system because it's kind of like trying to watch Avatar on an old junky black and white TV. You know, you're just not going to get the full experience of a.
It didn't come across.
3D, yeah, exactly. It's not going to come across. So, but what I found was ratios will appear in your life and in your business if you do those things consistently. You know, every 10 times that you do that, you know, three or four people might say yes to the opportunity. Now, a bunch of them are going to say no, but 0 out of 10 were going to say yes if the delivery system was me. So at least I was able to sign 2 or 3, maybe 4 out of 10 by using a proper delivery system and letting somebody close my deals for me. So that was basically it. I just got myself out of the way, used the tools, and used people who were willing to help me.
Great, great information. Well, while you're talking about tools, and we all understand there's a lot of tools out there for all the new consultants and older consultants, there's many tools, whether it be a business presentation, videos, the like you say, bringing your upline on a three-way phone call, the magazines. What do you find to be your single best tool in your opinion that you use?
Well, I've used them all successfully. What I like to do is I use the Energy Gold Rush system. It's a 5-minute video presentation that's an introduction video to the opportunity, and then a 15-minute video detailed compensation overview. So basically what I found is whether you're using Energy 526 or if you're using Energy Gold Rush, the most dynamic thing that you can do is to ask for a shorter amount of time to a larger number of people. So if I ask 10 people for 5 minutes, I'm going to get a lot of 5-minute exposures right out of the 10. I don't know how many I'll get out of 10 necessarily, but just depending on where they are, a lot of times someone will watch a 5-minute video now. Even if they're at work, they'll go to the bathroom, they'll go take a smoke break, they'll do whatever to watch a 5-minute video now. But if I ask for 15 minutes, then, for the most part, people think they're too busy to do that right now. So my exposure ratio goes down significantly. So what I'm saying is, rather than choose the tool that I use the way that I use the tools more dynamically. So on Energy Gold Rush, there's a 5-minute video presentation. I ask people for 5 minutes. I send them to that video, and I got a lot more exposures. If you're using Energy 526, what I do is I just ask people for 3 minutes or 5 minutes to watch the first video of the 4, right? And that will get them on the track of checking out the opportunity, but at least they're starting to get exposed. Does that make sense, Steve?
It does. It makes plenty of sense. What great advice. I'm telling you. So what you're saying is use the shorter version and you're able to attract more people. You're able to you're doing math. That's what it is. You're doing more folks. What great advice, I'm telling you. And that's something that we're using within our group, and we're trying to teach everyone to do is just give them the link. Give them the link. Mm-hmm. Follow the program and be a master inviter. If you can master that, you'll do good at this business. It's all about getting the invitation out there to look at something.
That's totally true. Well, and there is one more secret that I'll give you. And it's
sure.
A big one. I don't know if you guys are taking notes. Two things that I'll tell you. Number one is use the short version of the presentation because people will give you that time now a lot of times. Second thing is do not give anyone any information until they are ready to view it. And I know that sounds kind of crazy because a lot of times we're taught, give somebody a call. Hey, I've got to, you know, tell them, give them the spiel, do the invitation. I've got a 15-minute video review that'll cover it. If I sent that over to your email, would you watch it? Or if I gave you the magazine, would you watch it? And they say, yeah, sure. If you go ahead and deliver that information before they're ready to watch it, and then you try to follow up with them later, Steve, I'm sure you've had this experience. If you give 10 people a link to a website and tell them that you'll follow up with them in a few hours or a few days, the likelihood of those 10 people actually looking at the 15-minute overview, it's just very unlikely. Yeah, they just
sure.
A lot of times they don't, and sometimes if they don't, or if they do, whenever you try to follow back up with them, they
you get a voicemail.
Yeah, exactly. You get a voicemail, or if they do answer the phone, they tell you they haven't seen it yet. So what I do is, if I say, and I've got a scripted process that I use on this, and all my stuff is available at training526.com. You guys are welcome to go over there. Under the Get Promoted tab, there are a couple of different calling scripts that you can use to introduce somebody to the business, and it also has direct links to all of the 5-minute videos and 15-minute
great,
videos.
Great information. I tell you, we're so glad that you share that. And we, like you say, it's good to hear it from an executive consultant that's been so successful, such as yourself, hear it from mm-hmm. you instead of, you know, from somebody that they know, such as me. So we appreciate
yeah.
you sharing that information. I can tell them how to cook food in the restaurant, but, you know, if they want to learn how to get promoted in this business, listen to Jordan Buckingham. And you'll do great. And let me just ask you this, talking about tools and different things that you're using. There is a training event here in Dallas this weekend. Will you be here this weekend?
No, Richard and Mary asked me if I was going to be there, and I'm not, because I've got a power training to do in San Angelo. I came to the last
sure,
but I'm not going to that.
Understanding. We just wanted to know if you were going to be here so they could put a face with a voice. Can you tell me, in your business, how important the training sessions, the conference calls, you know, in the big events that lead up to SimulCast and Ambition. I mean, like you say, these monthly trainings that national consultants, Richard and Mary Amueto, do on a monthly basis. So how important has that been to your business?
You know, trainings and meetings are actually everything, especially the big corporate events. And, you know, I could give you some thought-off spiel on why you need to be there, but the reality of the situation is it's a financial reason, okay? So basically, this business is pretty simple. You get involved, you gather your own account, and one more, you're going to get your Jumpstart 1 bonus. So that's the first type of bonus that you release is a Jumpstart bonus. Second type of bonus that you can release is sponsoring someone in the business and helping them do the exact same thing so that they earn their Jumpstart bonus and you make a matching $100 team builder bonus. Once you've gotten your Jumpstart bonus and helped someone get their team builder bonus, your job is to plug that new person into an event as quickly as you possibly can so that they can expand their mindset about the opportunity and start to see it more as a freedom vehicle. So the training is definitely important, but what's going to happen is they're going to see people around that have had success. They're going to get training that's going to increase their mindset, increase their skill set. And over the course of time, it's going to increase their belief level significantly. So ultimately, you plug, get paid yourself, Jumpstart 1, get them paid, get your team builder bonus. Plug your new people into the events to increase their belief. And ultimately, they will come out of those events more active than they were before. And ambition is really the best test of an income. But to give you an idea, it's been pretty consistently proven that you're going to make about $1,000 a year the following year for every consultant that you have in your group that attends the full Ambition event Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and attends all the stuff that they have to go with it. So really, you make your Jumpstart bonus, help somebody make their team builder bonus, your income is going to be in direct proportion to A, the number of people that you and your team expose to the opportunity, but B, the number of people you get to come to the major event. So to give you an example, if you want to make $5,000 a year with Ambit, then you need to figure out a way to get 5 people to come with you to Ambition. Not really that difficult. You want to make $10,000 a year with Ambit? Get 10 people to come to Ambition with you. You want to make $50,000 a year with Ambit? Get 50 people to come to Ambition with you. And ultimately, you want to be a 6-figure earner, get 100 people to come to Ambition with you. It's really not that difficult, but if you can understand the culture of getting people around people who are having success and increasing their mindset and increasing their skill set and attending these events, it will change everything for you. And honestly, the financial result will just be inevitable. I mean, if you get people paid and get them plugged into trainings, you're going to win.
Cool information. There's a direct correlation to all that right there. It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yes, sir.
That's a clue right there, guys. Unbelievable. Well, like I say, we appreciate your time. And, folks, you know, I'd like y'all to unmute your phone. And I don't know if there's any questions, but does anyone have any questions right now at this time? You know, if not, I'd like you to unmute your phone and ask a question. If you have one, keep it quick. But we've taken enough of his time. His time is valuable. He might need to go on a trip right here.
I'm going. Yeah. You guys go ahead. Shoot if you got any questions. I just got to have a meeting, and I got a little time.
Is there any questions from anybody out there?
Jordan, I'm brand new. I don't know anything about you other than this story that I heard today. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I don't know anything about your history or anything like that. How long have you been involved in the opportunity? And then how, as you got started in the business and you started investing at 10 hours a week, how did it roll out for you? I mean, how long did it take to really get going for you?
Oh, that's a great question. And, you know, there are a few things that you have to understand about the opportunity and the way that it's evolved before this story will make sense. But the people that get involved now are way more capable of building a faster, speedier, more dynamic ambient energy business with better retention than I had whenever I first got started. Because when I got started in ambient, all we had was Texas and the five boroughs around New York City. Okay?
That was eight years ago.
Yeah. I've been involved for a long time, for years. So what ultimately happened for me, and you know, so most of my success really has come in the last 3 years. But what happened for me was it took me about 9 months to go regional, and it wasn't pretty. I mean, at the time it was $429, and I personally sponsored five of my six consultants to get to the regional consultant position. It took me another 16 months beyond that to reach the senior consultant position. And same thing, I was clawing fingernail by fingernail, you know, inch by inch, like the movie, that's a football movie, but I forget exactly what football movie it is, but you know what I'm talking about. Just inch by inch, fingernail by fingernail, you know what I mean? It's like clawing my way.
It was a grind.
it was a straight up grind. And you know, in the beginning, I was doing things, quote-unquote, that were effective, but I wasn't necessarily duplicating that well. So there's a lot to learn from my story, but one day I looked up. I had personally sponsored 25 consultants in the business. I had 35 people on my team. I had no growth. I had no regionals. I had no significant business moving. And in all honesty, I was pretty discouraged with what I had been able to accomplish because – the only way to move from senior consultant to executive consultant was to build five senior consultants in your senior consultant organization, you know. But what I was trying to do was, you know, learn and grow and become better. So ultimately what I found was I had to become more if I was going to achieve more in the business. Whenever I got started, I was serving tables. I was not what I am sitting here talking to you. You know what I'm saying? I was not the monster. I mean, I was excited. I had a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. But I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't know how to build teams. I didn't know how to drive depth. I didn't know how to build leadership or build dynamics. I didn't know how to do any of that. And it wasn't until I really opened my eyes and started to attend all the trainings and make sure that I made everything that I started to learn that. But I'll tell you this, because I learned the streamlined duplicatable system, I was able to overcome all of those obstacles, and I went from that story that I just told you to now I did build out to the executive consultant position, and I've got a very dynamic, powerful executive position now moving with a tremendous number of people, and it's really all over the place. And to give you an example, it took me 9 months to go regional. but I personally sponsored someone 2 weeks ago, and I took them regional in 9 days.
Wow.
Because I have an understanding of the streamlined duplicatable system. And long story short, this is funny too, Steve, and to you who asked the question, he did it wrong for 6 days. For 6 days, he didn't use my training. For 6 days, he didn't do what I told him to do until he finally got frustrated, came to me and said, no one will be my customer. No one wants to be a consultant. This business isn't working for me. What's going on? I pointed him back to the training, and I asked him if he'd gotten his hands on any energy bills or if he had exposed anybody properly like I taught him to in the training. And he said, well, no, I haven't gotten the energy bills. I said, well, let's start that tomorrow. So he didn't start doing what I asked him to until Wednesday. He promoted to regional on Friday. I really took it in about 3 days. But that's how dynamic it is now. And you know, looking at where we are now compared to where we were back then, you're talking about 15 states with most of them coming on in the last 24 to 36 months with less than 1% market penetration. You're seeing an Ambit Energy that's exploding all across the country. You're seeing Ambit Energy that's a $1 billion company in less than 7 years. Inc. 500 rankings, J.D. Power and Associates rankings, Success from Home magazine, all these dynamic accolades with the Better Business Bureau and Direct Selling Association naming us the number 12 largest direct selling company in the world, the number one largest direct selling company in the world that's operating in U.S. markets only. You are armed to the teeth with a freaking bazooka to build your Ambit Energy business now, and we didn't have that when I got started. You see what I'm saying? So, like, the people who get involved now have the ability to speed up a lot faster. And finally, you guys don't have the $429 investment right now. I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I got rejected because somebody didn't have $500. So back to you with more questions. But does that make sense? There's a natural progression in the business. You learn a skill set that once you learn it and begin to apply it, you're going to kick some ass and take some names. But I can promise you, as long as you're not executing the streamlined duplicatable system the way that it was intended and designed to be used, you can take action for 5 years and never build an organization. It's not until you actually learn the system and apply it that it's going to work for you.
Great advice. And
that's
great stuff right there. What I would tell you is
you're very welcome, brother.
It doesn't get any better than this, guys. I'm telling you right now. So we appreciate your time. We held you longer than we said we would, 30 minutes. But if everybody would unmute their phone, if they haven't already done it, and y'all could tell Jordan thank you. And I want to thank you personally. Next time you're here in Dallas, hey, please stop by. And looking forward to formally meeting you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
okay.
Man, absolutely. You bet. Guys,
I appreciate you
having me on the line. I know there's just people out there. But get you back, guys. Thanks for being on the line.
Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome, guys. And all of you are welcome to get my cell phone number from the organizer of this meeting. She's a good friend of mine, and Steve's now a good friend of mine. So anything I can do for you guys on a three-way call basis. Now, I've gotten my three-way calls down to a lot shorter than this call, obviously.
So, we appreciate it, Jordan.
Yeah,
thank
if
you.
I can help you with anything, let me know.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for
sure.
Good,
guys. You bet, guys. Have a super night, and I'll be here for you if you want to do a three-way call or something. Just get my cell phone, and then we'll holler at you.
Thanks.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Hi, Steve. Have a great night, brother.
You do the same, Jordan. Thank you again.
You're welcome, bud. Talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ooh, that was awesome.
That was good. He's a
that
dynamo.
Awesome.
Hey, I don't know who still left on this phone, Kyle.
This is Betty.
John's
this is
here.
Betty.
Yeah, that is awesome.
John's
here.
I'll
tell you what, that man is. Who's all on the phone call now? John, Betty, and who?
Jennifer and Pitt is still on. Jennifer and Pitt.
Okay, yeah, Jennifer and Pitt. What did y'all think about that? Michael?
Wow.
Chase, Aaron.
All I can say is a wow.
I'm telling you guys, he hit it on the head. It's about following the system. Following the system. John, is that correct?
That is correct.
Johnny Wolf, all right.
Follow
get out the
system.
Door, all right.
You heard what the man said? It, hey, guys, it's a grind, but I promise you this, there's nothing like a grind at the J-O-B. I'm sitting in it right now. I'm still at my restaurant. That's a grind. The grind of Ambit is nothing compared to the grind of the J-O-B. 40 years. You're 40% of what you work. Hey, come on, really? Follow the system. Guys, just make sure you, I tell you what, you resend your training program out, John, even if they have it, okay?
Okay.
John's training program is exactly what he's talking about. Use the 5-minute video and get somebody else on the line. Do not do the presentation yourself. Allow the system to do it for you.
The less you say, the more you make.
So true. It's true. Okay. Hey, I am pumped up. I want to, hey, after listening to this story, I want to sign up again. Wow. Anybody want to sign me up? Hey, I'm ready.
I'll sign you up.
Yeah, we'll sign you up.
I'm ready to sign up again. Listen to that young guy. I'm telling you, that's good stuff. Hey, this is, guys, I appreciate y'all being on the phone call. I'm going back to work in my restaurants, but John will send that out again, and we'll get that material out to you again just to refresh your memory. But really, plug into the system. Allow us to help you. Be coachable. But we can only help the ones that allow us to help them. But we're here for you. And I'll tell you, we're here to help you.
Right. All right.
Okay?
We appreciate it for sure. Thank you very much.
Hey, guys, I'm 24/7. So anybody wants to call me after this, I'm going to disconnect off this phone call, but y'all can call me, text me, do whatever.
All right.
I've already, once I know me, y'all know that's true. So hit me up.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank y'all. Bye-bye.